Yeah, I love pineapple. Clam couple of good.
Ernie Newman snakes his shopping cart through the tables of food set up in the old King Cove school building.
Fruit Loops, two of them. One of them would be good.
Okay. He's filling the cart with canned pineapple, pancake mix, pasta, peanut butter.
Hash browns?
Oh, yeah. Oh, smokes, yeah.
Okay. Jalapenos?
Yeah. Well, my favorite.
All the food at this pop-up pantry came from Peter Pan Seafood Company. The cannery typically feeds around 700 seasonal workers who live in company bunkhouses during the summer salmon season. So the freezers and pantries were packed. But market conditions and a slew of business decisions led the seafood processor to suddenly cease operations in April. So Peter Pan gave away the food to the community.
Free food. Peter Pan, we finally doing us a favor. Oh, dandy.
Newman is 65 years old. And like many folks in town, he spent his entire career working for Peter Pan. There's been one single cannery in King Cove for over a century, and Peter Pan has operated it for the last 50 years. So when it closed, that left the community without its only economic engine.
Terrible. That's terrible. Destroy our town.
Cora Rossilli is the city clerk. She helped organize this food drive. She's another lifelong resident. Her parents met at the plant, and she grew up living in company housing and hanging around the cannery with the other workers' kids.
They called us the Peter Pan brats running around.
Fishing is the only industry in King Cove. The town's businesses revolve around the fleet, and about 75% of city revenue, well, that comes from taxes on the fish that's delivered locally.
Our town is hurting right now. You know, they're struggling. Everybody is. I mean, everybody's affected by what's going on with Peter Pan, and it's sad to see. It's definitely something I never expected to see.
Rossilli moonlights as a bartender at MC's down by the harbor, but the bar is empty these days. Local business owner Lillian Sager, she says that's been a trend around town.
I own a food truck here, and I mean, my business is cut more than half. You know, I mean, basically, it's like we're treading water right now.
And she says she and her husband have had to make a tough decision.
We're moving, basically. We're moving. This is our home. This is where, you know, our ancestors lived, and we want to stay here. But we're moving to Washington.
That's something Mayor Warren Wilson does not want to see. He's a third-generation King Cove fisherman. But he says it's inevitable for some families to relocate. Even his business has been affected. Wilson runs a boat welding service. He says one of his welders has already moved away to find consistent work.
I just hate to see the population go downhill, because once you start losing your population, you lose your school. And once you start losing your school, you lose children. Once you start losing children, you lose smiley faces. And then you don't hear the laughter anymore. That's when your community is going to die.
Wilson hopes the city can attract another seafood company to buy the Peter Pan facility. And they have some good selling points, like cheap electricity from a state-of-the-art hydroelectric dam and a new landfill project on the horizon. But major players in the industry, like Trident Seafoods, they've been downsizing their salmon operations. And Wilson knows it's going to be a challenge.
We're against a rock and a hard place at the moment, unless somebody with some experience in selling fish worldwide can get this plant up and running again.
An Alaska-based company, Silver Bay Seafoods, bought up several of Peter Pan's facilities in other parts of the state. People had been holding out hope that they'd buy the King Cove cannery, too. It didn't happen in time for the summer season. So now folks are hoping it happens in time for fall. In King Cove, I'm Theo Greenlee.